And now we're going into Adam Hughes. Adam, are you with me?
Hey, Tom. Yep, I'm here.
So Adam is a guy that I've known for a lot of years, having done business with him, and then through that becoming friends. And he has the unique characteristic, and I don't know if there's another CEO, maybe just your chairman, Al Goldstein, who's been the president and CEO of $2 billion valuation unicorns in the city of Chicago. Have we verified that?
I mean, Tom, thanks for having me on. I'm not sure if we verified that, but I'm sure it's a very short list if that's not the case.
I mean, I know you're a happily married guy with two kids, but I mean, that's the kind of stuff you want to market yourself as. Only guy in the city, president, CEO of $2 billion valuation. So tell us a little bit about Amount. What is Amount, the most recent billion-dollar valuation unicorn?
Yeah, first of all, Tom, thanks for having me on. As you said, we've been friends and worked together for a number of years. I had no idea you did this as a side gig. It's not a surprise because I know you love to talk. but what a cool thing to find out here in the last week.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
But I think overall, I mean, we like to do, kind of our business wins due to talking versus us being overly boisterous on a personal level. What Amount does is we are a digital banking platform that helps banks digitize the retail banking experience, as well as helping them roll out innovative financing products for their key merchant partners. And so what does that mean? And so many banks, when you walk into a branch experience, they haven't really invested in digital. And especially in the last year, with bank branches being shut down, more and more banks are prioritizing having that full digital experience available that directly replicates what you can do in a branch. And so every bank CEO I talk to really has prioritized digital, and Amount can help them do that in a matter of months versus what many banks would take them years to do.
So it's similar to how back in the day, learning from examples of the old retailers that didn't know how to do e-commerce and they got beat by Amazon, that now what Amount does is fulfill that digital side for the banks, and they just partner with you rather than having to invest tens of millions of dollars to do it on their own. You guys are the experts in that?
Totally. I mean, tens of millions of dollars plus, right? I mean, Marcus, which Goldman Sachs rolled out a few years ago, was public that it took them $500 million to roll out that platform. And so if you're not in a large top five money center bank, obviously that figure can be particularly daunting, as well as many of these banks have architecture that's been cobbled together from years of acquisitions. And so Amount built here in the last 2 years, but really incubated at our sister company, Avant, has a best-in-class technology platform, very, very flexible. And so a bank can leverage that to do everything they want to do, and again, a matter of months and a fraction of the cost.
So when you mentioned your sister company, Amount, which is where you were president and chief operating officer of before, was that hard for you
Avant.
To go with the spin-out company rather than Avant to go with Amount? Or were you sad leaving that behind? Or tell us a little bit about the Adam Hughes story of moving over to build Amount.
Yeah, of course. So Avant is a banking platform where what we call a near-prime customer, a customer with a 650 FICO score that really can't get credit from a bank and really been left behind by the banking system. It was really settling for subprime experiences and subprime pricing when they were looking for affordable credit options. And so Avant, we rolled out in late 2012 to provide exactly that, a digital banking experience for that near-prime customer and drive much more affordability to that customer because we didn't have bank branches. We were very successful doing that. Over 1 million-plus customers originated on the Avant platform, 70-plus NPS scores, 95% satisfaction rates. Over $7.5 billion was originated on the Avant platform.
$7.5 billion of originated loans on the Avant platform?
Yes. And that was without a brand. So during that time, we became really experts around things like performance marketing, fraud prevention, account management, all in a digital fashion. And so in 2016, we recognized that the tech we had built for Avant was light years ahead of 95% of the banks that we were talking to, and really saw an opportunity to white label the technology, meaning we put that in the bank's name and offer it to banks on that basis. And so we did it as a side business. We rolled out some really exciting partnerships with TD Bank, Regions Bank, but very quickly recognized that this was a standalone business and this was a very different from Avant. And so spent the next couple of years in a really healthy fashion planning for the spin out of that technology, and made that spin out happen January 1st of last year.
That's a fantastic story. So having with these two companies that are tech-enabled, tech-based companies, is Chicago still a good place to be a technology company, a technology founder?
Absolutely. I think, you know, look at the schools for one, right? So you have incredible universities here, Northwestern, U of I, U of C, to name a couple.
I mean, you sound like maybe you might have gone to one of those. Are you just a homer right now?
Went to Northwestern, from New York originally, went to Northwestern, and so stuck around. I've been in Chicago for 21 years. So I tell people it's Chicago's home except for the sports teams. I mean, you have incredible talent here. And so for folks that want to stay in Chicago and don't want to go to the coast, you know, Avant and Amount have both had a ton of success of hiring data scientists and engineers here that want to stay close to home. And so we've had, you know, incredible amount of tech talent that's come on our teams. On top of that, Chicago in the last couple of years, a tremendous amount of venture capital funding has come in play. And so more and more what we call unicorns, companies that have over $1 billion valuation here in Chicago, and really believe in the concept of the rising tide lifts all ships. And so really investing in the tech ecosystem here is going to be good for everyone.
And is the fight for talent, especially with work from home, a couple questions. Number one, are you guys ready to have your workers, if they're not already, returning to the office? And number two, in the fight for talent, has it been good for you with remote work that you could get people from all over the country, even though Chicago is a great place for talent and a great place to employ, having a bigger pool? Is that a better thing?
So a couple answers there. So number one, we've clearly made remote work here the last 15 months. And so we spun out our business Jan 1 of last year. I became CEO in February. Pandemic hits in March. So if you're looking at my LinkedIn, you're like, wow, that poor guy. He was CEO for a month and now all of a sudden this giant pandemic hits.
I've never looked at you and thought, oh my God, that poor guy.
But, you know, that those first couple months, like everyone, there was a ton of questions, right? But those questions quickly turned into opportunity for Amount because, again, as I mentioned before, every bank CEO was quickly prioritizing how do they digitize that branch experience and how do they become competitive in buy now, pay later point of sale. And so that, you know, our sales pipeline doubled, tripled effectively overnight, and we got a lot of traction. And so we made the hybrid work well, and we're going to continue to do so. We're going to prioritize quality. But, you know, at the end of the day, Tom, we are still a startup. We've hired 130 people here this in the last 5 months alone, and really do believe that having that in-person contact is going to be really important, especially for onboarding.
I agree
with
you.
And so we've taken a soft approach overall, but now that the vaccines are here, one more temps are here in Chicago as well, I've started to really encourage folks to come back to the office. And we're going to do things the right way, and we're following the CDC guidance. But, you know, especially just being 16 months into a standalone business, we're hiring a ton of people. We have such a massive opportunity that for folks that are here in Chicago or in our LA office, we are really encouraging folks to start prioritizing the office.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, we've got to wrap it up, Adam. It's been great having you on. I'm going to let you do one plug for 2 seconds on your favorite football team. Go.
You know, we had a magical season last year for the Buffalo Bills. I'm excited to go to a couple of games this year, hopefully. But on the Chicago side, I will say, what a fun time to be in Chicago. You have two baseball teams that are crushing it. And finally, some optimism for your Bears, Tom, getting Justin Fields and the team. So
there's no better note to end it on a Justin Fields comment. So thanks for being on, Adam. You really are somebody that the whole city can look up to in the business community. And congrats on Amount and all your success.
Hey, thanks, Tom.
Take care.
See you soon. Bye.